I believe most animals operate sexually on power exchange to some degree. The rest also have embedded instinctual sexual selection, like humans do for the most part, and sexual selection is usually the role of the feminine. The male birds will always have sex with almost any female, but the female bird watches their mating dances and decides if they are worthy. In dogs, the females control sexual selection as well, and they will not submit to weak male dogs, but the stronger males also play a part. So if a feminine male dog wandered into a pack of wolves and they are challenged physically by the other male dogs to figure out if they can pull their weight and hunt and be useful, and they fail, they don't end up mating. It's the same with lions. In fact, male lions will kill a male wandering into their pride. They'll even kill their own sons if they are particularly stressed, competition-wise. When a bear wanders into another male bear's territory, they bite at each other's faces until, sometimes, one bear is left walking away with his lips hanging off his face. So things can get messy when men fail to pass down the hard truths about sexual selection and male competition. Not because other male humans will fight for women, but because some men wake up to competition later in life and realize they haven't been playing the game. That can fuel resentment and sometimes even resentment of being itself. Anthony Airy, instead of making bold claims, present objective details about the allegations and their sources. This allows others to form their own informed opinions based on accurate information. If you believe an investigation is warranted, express your desire for a thorough and transparent process to hold individuals accountable for any wrongdoing. Instead of presenting conclusions as if they are undisputed facts, invite critical analysis of the available information and encourage thoughtful discussion of the potential implications. Responsible communication is crucial when discussing allegations and potential legal matters. By focusing on verifiable facts, respectful language, and accountability, we can contribute to a more informed and constructive public discourse. What religion actually says is stone the bitch, for the purpose of deterring such behavior from achieving normality. Lack of pair bonding, inability to sustain replacement level of reproduction, constant outsourcing of labor, leading to unstable ecology, chaotic social environment. Religion has simply worked, whereas secularism remains mostly experimental and, frankly, is beginning to show signs of being a failed inferior model. Conflicting nature of the animal body instinct to the mind/consciousness. For X, rape is totally normal in the animal kingdom. But for humans, it's unacceptable. Why is that? Because our minds and capability can operate transcendent from animal instincts and at a higher level, hence why humans can reign over all animals on land despite being frail and weak. Racism is motivated by a primal instinct. It's unfamiliarity. With that, a bunch of signals flare up, such as flight or fight, etc. This is why I think the tactics of racial propaganda are so no-brain, but effective towards the majority. Think of Black Hebrew Israelites who use the fantasy of white people, torment, and the separation, Gentiles, to reel in Black spiritualists to racial prejudice using their very own unfamiliarity. Even the whole slavery thing and ill depiction of Black color traits was motivated because of the same coping mechanisms. To treat people like that, you'd have to consider them ugly and low IQ, different species, etc. Even if not, you have to arouse the seed of unfamiliarity. Botched/cursory statistics work to do this too. A NT person finds it hard to envision a different colored being as the same due to their superficial perspectives. Because of this, the massive people run with propaganda and don't realize their own carnality and how they are being used as an instrument of wickedness. They don't understand the animal self, which is hard to do if you don't focus/operate for the higher intelligence, but instead mainly focus and operate on primal level and instinct. Theory: it's funny how we then build AI to combat this, yet by doing so are also prone to further abandon our own operating system, mind. Eventually a divide happens and we end up slaves to our own creation. It reminds me of the quote, "If the human brain were so simple that we could understand it, we would be so simple that we couldn't." If people don't operate outside of that primal instinct and nurture that higher class of mind that determines it, then how can they be fully aware of the moral and mental precision of the animal nature? You can't see the ocean from the bottom of it. These types of NPC people are slaves to propaganda and all types of social dynamics and means without even having a clue. I think the reason racism is normal is because average humans in modern times and perhaps even throughout history has never really focused past animal nature. There's a lot of factors that makes this come to be. But this is a big problem and has been for a long time. The people on incel forums categorized as toxic are actually statistically and logically not the archetypes you see involved or portrayed in crime statistics at all. Let's highlight two types of socially popular archetypes that women and people are more likely to be involved with today. Let's call them beta and alpha. The betas are more fashioned towards neurotypical, mentally morally dull, behaviors and often referred to as the cleanup crew. While the alphas are more fashioned with dark triad behaviors and are freely polygamous and considered the first movers or first choice. The archetypes of people in incel forums are not under these classes of people, but a third class, non-participants. These are the people who get no women, who are not well-liked, and thus are not primarily involved in bad behavioral statistics. What we see going on with the shaming of incels is just a simple case of bullying. The scapegoats of those classes of men who are prolific in life are the non-participants. The people you think are represent the majority of men's evils, the ones you say are complaining about pussy, are not the correct pool of people at all. If you know a thing or two about human nature, it's that toxic, carnal, traits are more prone to being passed down due to circumstances. Humanity and the body/mind system is prone to carnality, and traits of carnality is often synonymous to traits of wickedness to human morals. The socially influenced human behavior we see today with mate picking is usually carnal. Think of how women will pick a guy with more resources over a guy with more of a head mentally and morally to reproduce with. The animal nature cares about survival, not moral standards. And for most people, this animal nature is what's identified with and passed on. Same with how, due to circumstance, the breeding pool of men abandon their higher morals and mental capability to do things like chase mates, gather resources, and whatnot, hence why I highlight that even the beta class of people can be observed to be part of the pool of participants slash popular archetypes. Carnal traits lead generations and are passed down. And these are not traits that typically form with people who speak up about these very issues, what you consider complaining. You know why humanity gets worse and worse morally through generations? Because the bad people are the ones surviving and living. You know the people who are not likely to reproduce? Inkels. Good people, mentally and morally precise. People who don't get girls. This is my next point. In reality, the people who are non-participants are a very small pool of people. The normies you see in Red Pill or in Everyday who learn a thing or two about Black Pill reality are not part of this group. They are neurotypical and part of the pool of archetypes that primarily succeed. The people who truly get no women, get no women. There's no prolific statistics about them being reprobate to women. There's no wars, no crime that exceed the other class of people. These are non-participants. In matter of fact, I'd argue that your rant is actually towards those first movers who are dark triad and get first pick. But you're wrong to say these are the 90%. They are the top 20-10-5%. Your next focus would probably be those neurotypical males. In a way, you would be right to say eliminating 90% would be beneficial. It's just that your focus is extremely off. Eliminating the people who express free speech would be like eliminating all of the good people left. People create these spaces of rant as a form of therapy, otherwise you will really be seeing more crime. And the people on these types of male forums expressing and communicating valid and non-delusional experiences slash injustices are not losers, they are honest. And usually not part of the pool of people you refer are doing the bad to society. My last point is that biological men are rare. I won't go too much into detail, but honestly I think if we pool up actual men, we'd lose most, if not all, the entire population of males. If we consider the behavioral and genetic traits that are desired after by women and society, the pool of actual men who embody those characteristics dwindles even further. Interesting how you highlighted anthropomorphism in other religions. Just to fail seeing slash addressing the carnality and anthropomorphism in Christianity, particularly with how they treat Jesus. Very well done as a tactic to recruit people to Christianity, but also, one-eyed, as it shows bias to not addressing the elephant in the room. The Bible is not Christian. All religions are created as a derivative of truths, philosophies, and collections of articles of the information regarding God. To box in truth under a religion is doing it injustice, though I get why it's done sometimes. Though, I'd expect every Islamic-raised person worth their salt to already have read the Bible, and vice versa, as they are all derivatives from the source manuscripts. Generally, the depth of a person's understanding is more dependent slash influenced by how interested they are at something. If you care more about religion than the truths of God, then you will learn more about religion than the truths of God. If you care more about truths of God than religion, then you will learn more about truths of God than religion regardless if after the fact, those truths you understand so happen to align more with a specific religion. The hierarchy is already established. In this way, religion will always be flawed against truth. For example, I met people who by their own analytics predicted the influence and ultimatum of the tech industry without identifying or being part of any group. His information at a later time was fashioned and highly similar to predictions and prophesies spoken of in biblical works. Though, I get why it's done. His is a rare case. People need direction and a strong foundation of truth. This is what religion is intended to assist at doing. Just because you're a health professional does not mean you should be anywhere near politics and decision-making for people. This is best done with people who cultivate strong mental and moral precision. For example, the one done damage to, the victim, is the only one who can authorize forgiveness or not. Not a third party. The victim also does not have to forgive them if the debt is not paid either. If the victim decides to forgive, then it's a good thing from the victim, but is still deserving compensation slash debt settlement, perhaps from a third party, and if the victim does not decide to forgive and take an eye for an eye, then it is normal and just. The law operates at the middle just level. It is a court of settling debts. People don't have this flatline anymore. They don't operate on this just level or want to consider it debts. They think forgiveness is some normal thing. As if, someone decides to forgive that means debt is settled. They downplay forgiveness, and there's flaws to doing this. The majority are either operating from below a do what you want done to you, moral precision level, or like the guy in the video, treating forgiveness as a replacement for settlement of just, fair, debt. This hurts the good people who do forgive, the normal people who do deserve debts, and also provides an environment where the majority who operate below baseline can thrive.